If you have questions for the coaches here today, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are too. A bye week for your team. We talked about one that you went into with a lot of momentum, and but you still felt like it was a good time. How did you guys use the bye week?
Yeah, Rob, I think the bye has come at a good time. Time will tell on that one, obviously, when we get back on the field. But we did what just about all the programs talk about, you know, when they come out of their bye week. You're always reflecting and evaluating yourself week to week. But during the bye week, you have a little more time to, you know, do more of a self-scout, maybe a more in-depth self-scout. So, you know, you look at things there. Maybe tweak some things here and there. We did some recruiting. You know, you're always recruiting, but, you know, when you have an opportunity to, you know, get on the road a little bit. So we got out on the road and did a little area recruiting in some of our places that we cover. And we gave the guys some time off. And then we practiced this week. This year we practiced 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sometimes you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, and then gave the guys Saturday off. Hopefully they just sat around their apartments and dorms and watched a lot of college football, which is kind of what we did, along with, you know, watching the Phillies down in our neck of the woods. So that's kind of what we did on the weekend. And, you know, they were back in the meetings and weight room yesterday. Monday's our day off. So, you know, nothing really happening today, guys coming in on their own. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be traditional practices for game week as we get ready for our homecoming game versus Stony Brook.
Mark, your team sitting 3-1 in the league, and what's, as usual, a very tight CA race. Talked about how well you've played over the last couple of weeks. How much momentum do you feel like you have going into the second half of this season?
Again, Rob, I think the it'll be proof will be on the field when we get out there this Saturday. Hopefully we'll be more rested, recovered. We had some guys that missed the last game against Elon, just like everybody has guys missing games, it seems like, this time of year. And, you know, hopefully we'll be rested, recovered, and not rusty, you know, so we'll see how it goes. But that's kind of the approach we've been taking. And, you know, we feel good about where we are. We have the majority of our guys that seem pretty healthy right now. D. Will Barley, our running back, missed the last game versus Elon. It seems like he'll be back in practice this week. Ethan Potter, one of our safeties that plays a lot for us on special teams and on defense, you know, missed the last game, you know, so we'll see how he rolls into practice tomorrow. And other than that, I'm knocking on wood that we're, you know, fairly healthy in all the other positions.
First question this morning from Martin Arditi. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Rob, how you doing? Mark, I wanted to ask you, this time of season, your passing game has been good, but your running game's been exceptional. Do you feel that, and you haven't had to pass the ball a lot in some games, but do you feel that there's areas of improvement you can make in the passing game?
I think there's areas of improvement everywhere, Mark. You know, I heard the tail end of Coach Fleming there at Rhode Island, and we're doing some really good things in certain areas, but I don't think we've played a complete four-quarter, you know, real clean game yet. You know, sometimes it's been some penalties. Obviously, the Albany game killed ourselves with turnovers, and again, credit Albany for creating those turnovers. You know, there's some times we got to the red zone and didn't put the ball in the end zone or through the upright. So I think there's a lot of areas of improvement in all phases of what we're trying to do. Our defense is coming along really well right now. Coach Pennypacker and the staff and the guys are playing fast and physical on that side of the ball. You know, sometimes the weather might dictate a little bit more run game versus pass game, like maybe the Elon game. It affected it a little bit. What the defense is doing will affect, you know, your strategy of what you're doing on offense as well. So we go in trying to be as balanced as we possibly can. And for some reason, our run game's being a little more, you know, more part of the program and part of the game plan than maybe our passing game has up to this point in time. So we'll keep leaning on what's going well and, you know, try to improve upon the areas we need to improve upon.
Okay, thanks.
Mark, your next question from Sam Cooper. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sam.
You talked about the bye week and just looking back at how you were able to run the ball there against Elon. Curious if we could speak on your line and how you guys were able to control the line of scrimmage in that one and how that could potentially carry over here in the back half of the season.
Yeah, as coaches talk all the time, you know, if you can win the game at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you have a fighting chance. We have a very experienced offensive line. A lot of the guys that were here for a number of years. And like I just mentioned, fortunately, we're staying healthy in that position. And that's always going to be the key for us. So I think our youngest player is our left tackle, who's a junior in the classroom. And he played a good number of significant snaps for us last year. And the other four guys have all been multiple year starters. So real excited and happy about how the guys up front are playing on both sides of the ball. And that's where we have a pretty good, mature and experienced group as well. So, you know, we're going to try to continue to, you know, do those things. And we're going to try to continue to, you know, have a balanced attack. And, you know, we have the three senior running backs. D Will wasn't there, but a freshman, Isaiah Ragland, really stepped up in that last game and, you know, was rookie of the week for the game versus Elon. So, yeah, it all starts up front, and our running backs will be the first ones to credit the guys, you know, those five guys up front for opening those lanes for them.
Mark, your next question. Question from Anthony DiCacco. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. Coming into this week's game against Stony Brook, what positives have you seen from their side, and how could you deal with those challenges coming into this week's games to defeat them?
Well, you know, having played them multiple times now over the years, and knowing Chuck and the style that he brings to the team and all the stuff that they do from their staff perspective, they're going to play physical. They're going to play aggressive. They're going to, you know, try to get after you up front. They have good size on the line on offense. They're going to be flying to the football on defense. So we always talk about each week trying to get to 1-0. That's the coach speak that everyone says to everybody. You hear it from all levels. And we always talk to our team, and you've heard other coaches mention it. When you're playing a CAA game, throw the records out the window. You got to be ready to, you know, match and go in there with the intensity and the execution and the physicality that you need week in and week out, regardless of, you know, what you're doing. So we try to focus throughout the week of practice on our execution, our game plan, our preparation. And obviously, you know, some of the things are going to be determined by what your opponent's doing schematically and so on. But we try to focus on ourselves at the front end and then get in there and make any game adjustments we may need to make. But we know they're going to be physical. We know they're going to come in here ready to play. So we just got to hope that we can go in there and not only match their intensity, but also go in there and have good fundamental football, play gap sound football on defense, and continue to fly around and tackle well.
Thanks, Coach.
Got a follow-up question from Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, but didn't ask about this before, but curious your thoughts on how Brendan Bell has played this year. From doing the Elon game, it just felt like every time you guys needed that big stop, a big play to be made, he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, Bell and Hartzell are two linebackers. They're our top two tacklers, and Bell's really good athlete. He flies around. He plays the game you want, the way you want guys to play the game. He played some quarterback in high school, you know, played some running back in high school. So he's a really good athlete. And he just played the game the way you like people to play, you know. And it does seem like he's around the ball making a ton of plays. And again, credit the defensive line for doing their job and keeping the linebackers, you know, occupied so they can't climb up to the linebacker level. But Bell has a real good knack of reading things. He does a good job staying where he's supposed to until he sees the ball being committed somewhere. And he has good speed. He can track some things down. And he's a good blitzer. Some guys, you know, when you send them on a blitz, they kind of run into things. Bell seems to have that elusiveness to get around a guard, or if the running back's looking to pick up the blitzing linebacker, he has a good job of maneuvering his body and controlling his body and, you know, getting to the quarterback as well. He's a good blitzer, as well as obviously a good linebacker at down the field. So, yeah, excited that he's on our team for sure.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a good day.
You too.